Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Pauline. So glad you're with us today.
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. It's good to see you again. Today's topic is Talk About It.
Today's title is How Much Is That Gift? How much is that gift? How does your family do gift giving with each other?
Well, we usually just give each other a few things. We don't like to have our houses fill up with a lot of stuff. Usually we give each other things to eat. That way you can eat it, throw it out, but you still enjoyed the gift.
Okay. In my family for Christmas, we draw names. So I get one gift for one of my siblings, maybe my sister or my brother, but I don't get everyone a gift. We take turns.
Oh, well, that usually happens in bigger families, which I know yours is. I just have one brother. So what do you think a gift should be? What's a good gift?
I think it depends on the person. I have some friends who, well, I don't know. It really depends on the person.
Well, and I think that matters, right? You want to think about the other person. So let's look at this title again. How much is that gift? Maybe that will be part of today's topic. So let's look at our keywords. Here's our teacher, Christina.
Hello, Ashley 和 Jenny 两个人都到美国去读书，而且各自住在一个学校当地的寄宿家庭中。Each of them lives with a local family. 形容词 local 就是当地的。圣诞节到了 ，Ashley 想为寄宿家庭准备礼物，但是因为对方并不富有 ，Ashley 不敢买太贵的礼物，她不想让对方感觉有压力。They aren't rich， 有钱富有的就是 rich， 所以她问 Jenny， What are you getting for your host family？ 寄宿家庭就是 host family， host 是主人或是主办人。Ashley 说她不敢花太多钱买礼物，她担心对方会不好意思，有负担。She wouldn't want to spend too much on gifts. 动词 spend 就是花费。Jenny 说她很少为这种事担心，只要是买适合的礼物，买下来送人就对啦。She seldom worries about these things. 副词 seldom 表示很少，不常。你觉得呢？如果是你，会给 Ashley 什么样的建议呢？
Ashley and Jenny are studying abroad in the U.S. this year. Each of them lives with a local family. Christmas is coming. Ashley is worried about buying gifts. She likes her local family, but they aren't rich. If she buys them expensive gifts, they may feel embarrassed. What can she do?She asks Jenny.
So we meet our friends for today. Their names are Ashley and Jenny.
Ashley and Jenny are studying abroad in the U.S. this year. Each of them lives with a local family. Have you done this before?
Yes, I have. This was a very valuable experience.I lived with a family in Mexico to study Spanish.
That's wonderful. I also lived with a family in Costa Rica when I was studying how to teach English, but I also wanted to practice my Spanish, so I lived with a Spanish-speaking family. I loved it.
Yes, you learn the culture, but you also start to see differences, and those can be a little difficult. We'll find out more about the situation today.Well, our friends must be excited. Christmas is coming.
Yes, that will be fun.
No, Pauline. Christmas is coming.
Yes, it will be fun to experience it here in the U.S.
No, Pauline. Christmas is coming. That's today's
calendar phrase.
Christmas is coming.
Christmas is coming.
圣诞节快到了。
Christmas is coming!
Yes,
Christmas is December 25th.
Christmas is coming.
Yes, it's only a few days away.
Soon Santa will give toys to all the girls and boys.
And we're not ready.
Oh, hurry and finish these toys.
Christmas is coming.
Christmas is coming.
Christmas is coming.
圣诞节快到了。
I think we can all use this calendar phrase. So we learned this word local. It means from the area you are in. I go to the local library for books. It's close by.
I use my local grocery store because it is so convenient.
Ashley is worried about buying gifts. She likes her local family, but they aren't rich.
We all get worried about doing things, so let's go to Christina for more on this.
Ashley 对于圣诞节买礼物的事觉得很伤脑筋。Ashley is worried about buying gifts. 首先我们来看句型 Someone is worried about something. 某人在为某事烦恼担心。接在介系词 about 后面的 something 可以是名词或是动名词，所以你可以说 they are worried about the cold weather， 他们担心寒冷的天气，或是加动名词的字或片语。I'm worried about making mistakes again， 我担心再次犯错。She is worried about not having enough food， 她担心食物不够。这个句型请你也练习一下吧。
Thanks, Christina. Let's try using this sentence. I am worried about taking a test. I am worried about next week.
Very good. Well, why is Ashley so worried? Her family isn't rich. That means they might not have a lot of money.
Oh, I can see where the problem is.If she buys them expensive gifts, they may feel embarrassed.
This can be something with gift giving. You should try to find the right gift. You want them to be happy. Maybe something too nice might not be the right gift for that person.
Yeah, I think it's important to think about the culture of the person that you're giving a gift to and...what they might feel about the gift you're giving.
Well, let's continue. Here's part two. Let's watch it together.
Jenny, what are you doing for Christmas for your host family?
Asks Ashley.
I'm getting everyone a gift,
says Jenny.
Why do you ask?
I want to get everyone in my family something nice,
says Ashley.
But if I spend too much...I'll embarrass my host family. Then they may buy me an expensive gift. They can't afford that.
We first learned about Ashley. Ashley is worried about buying gifts. She likes her local family, but they aren't rich.
Right. If she buys them expensive gifts, they may feel embarrassed.
So,Ashley asks Jenny what she is doing for Christmas with her host family.
When you have a party at your home or you invite a friend to your house, you are the host.
And if you are invited by the host, then you are a guest. I think we all know about this difference. We should act a certain way as a guest and as a host.
So I can see why Ashley is worried.
Jenny doesn't seem worried at all. She seems excited. She is giving everyone gifts.
Ashley tells her what she is thinking. She wants to get everyone in her family something nice.
Which, like we said, is fine. But she needs to be careful. If she spends too much, she'll embarrass her host family.
Yes, she might.And we've been using this word embarrassed. Let's learn more about it with Christina.
Ashley 担心如果自己花很多钱给寄宿家庭礼物，可是对方会因为买不起同等级的礼物而感到很不好意思。I'll embarrass my host family. 我们来学动词 embarrass， 它 它表示使对方不好意思或是尴尬。如果你说 You embarrass me all the time， 就表示你总是让我很丑。其实我们最常用的可能是它的过去分词 embarrassed， 它是过去分词当形容词用，表示某人感到很丑，不好意思。如果你告诉我昨天罚站的时候被喜欢的人看到了，就说 I was so embarrassed to see him there。 而我听到这件事第一个反应就是说 That's too embarrassing， 那也太丢脸了吧。现在分词 embarrassing 可以做形容词，描述某件事太丢脸，太尴尬了。
Thank you, Christina. So I understand what Ashley is saying. She doesn't want to embarrass them. But what else is she saying?
Well, she also said she is worried that if she gives them nice gifts, then the family might feel like they have to buy her an expensive gift.And they can't afford that.
You want them to feel good when they get a gift. They can't afford a nice gift for her.
Afford? That just means we can't do something because of our situation. In this case, it is money.
Let's think. I want a new bike. It costs $400, but I only have $300. I can't afford the bike.
I am stuck in traffic. I need to be at the office now. I can't afford this delay.
Well, I think we all have learned a lot, and we'll talk about this, situation a little bit, but right now we need to take a short break. Friends, we'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Welcome back, everyone. So every culture is different with gifts.
That's right. I think it's important if you go to another country or if you have a friend from another country to understand a little bit about what the culture of gift giving is in their country.
And maybe every family is different, too.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And when I've been in some cultures, gifts are really important. Some, not so much.
That's right. And I think some things people really enjoy, like in Taiwan, they really like fruit, versus in Costa Rica, they really like stuffed animals.
That's funny. Well, let's find out this last part. Let's watch it together.
I seldom worry about spending money on gifts,
Jenny says.
If a gift is good for someone, I buy it for them.
But Jenny, if you buy a nice gift for someone, they will want to buy a nice gift for you. They'll feel bad if they can't.
You're sweet, Ashley, but you shouldn't worry about that.
Who do you think is right? Ashley or Jenny? Well, this situation seems pretty clear to Ashley, although the answer to it doesn't seem easy.
Jenny, on the other hand, seems to not have a problem with anything. She says, I seldom worry about spending money on gifts. If a gift is good, I will get it for someone. I'll buy it for them.
Seldom means not often. I seldom drink coffee after 2 p.m.
Well, oh, that's good.
Not really. It's a good example.
All right. Well, I have one. I seldom listen to that kind of music. Can you give me some suggestions?
Ashley explains a little more to Jenny. If you buy a nice gift for someone, they will want to buy a nice gift for you. They might feel bad if they can't do that.
Again, Jenny just doesn't seem too worried about it. She says, you're sweet, Ashley, but...You shouldn't worry about that.
You're sweet. We might say this to someone when we think they mean well.
Yes, so let's talk about it. Who do you think is right? Can you see both sides, Ashley and Jenny?
I can understand both sides. I think I have been in similar situations. I think it depends a lot on the kind of relationship you have with those people.
Yes, that's a really good point.One thing about gifts is understanding the other person. Maybe they don't have a lot of money, but they will still be very happy to receive that gift.
And maybe they can give me something that took a lot of time to make, or something that has a great value for other reasons. So sometimes it doesn't have to just be the same amount of money, same amount of money.
Okay, but I also see where Ashley is coming. She's trying to be careful with this family. So maybe she is right, and Jenny is actually wrong. Because she is not being careful, this isn't her culture, and this isn't her family.
I think if Ashley feels that way, she's probably right, at least for her family. She's the one living with that family, and she understands their situation and how they think, so I think she should go with what she's feeling.
That's a really good point, because we're all different, too. So maybe we see Jenny, she gives me a nice gift, and I think, well, that's just Jenny. That's the way she is.
That's a good point, too. Everyone is different. Well, friends, we hope this gave you some good things to talk about today. And let's review those key words so you can use those when you talk about this later.
Here's the first key word from today. Local. Local. We are staying at a local hotel.
Rich. Rich. Those rich people have a lot of money.
Host. Host. We are the hosts of the dinner.
Spend. Spend. Don't spend too much money.
Seldom. Seldom. I seldom cook dinner. Okay, friends, those are your key words. Keep on practicing them at home. And now let's continue by looking at our lesson one more time.
Ashley and Jenny are studying abroad in the U.S. this year. Each of them lives with a local family. Christmas is coming. Ashley is worried about buying gifts. She likes her local family, but they aren't rich. If she buys them expensive gifts, they may feel embarrassed. What can she do? She asks Jenny.
Jenny, what are you doing for Christmas for your host family?
Asks Ashley.
I'm getting everyone a gift,
says Jenny.
Why do you ask?
I want to get everyone in my family something nice,
says Ashley.
But if I spend too much, I'll embarrass my host family. Then they may buy me an expensive gift. They can't afford that.
I seldom worry about spending money on gifts,
Jenny says.
If a gift is good for someone, I buy it for them.
But Jenny, if you buy a nice gift for someone, they will want to buy a nice gift for you. They'll feel bad if they can't.
You're sweet, Ashley, but you shouldn't worry about that.
Who do you think is right, Ashley or Jenny?
Yay! Christmas is coming!
I know! I love Christmas!
Me too! Especially the gifts!
Ginger, it's nice to get gifts. But...
So, did you buy a gift for me?
Well...
Is it big? Is it small? Is it fun?
Well...
Ooh. Is it expensive?
Ginger, I seldom spend a lot of money on gifts.
Really? Why is that, James?
Because I'm not rich.
Well, yeah, but...
And neither are you.
Well, yeah, but...
So, what if I buy you an expensive gift?
Ooh.
But you give me a cheap gift.
Hmm.
Would you feel embarrassed?
No! I would feel great! I love expensive gifts.
Ginger.
Yeah. Look, John, that roller coaster. Looks fun.
Do you want to go wait in line?
That line is so long. We just waited 25 minutes for the Ferris wheel.
Your classmates love this park. Why don't you want to try all of the rides?
I do enjoy this park, but it's too hot right now. I don't want to do anything.
Come on, John. Wait in line with me. The roller coaster ride is the most famous one at this park.
I'm sweating. Maybe if I have some ice cream, I'll cool down enough to wait in line.
I heard someone say a super sentence. Was that you, young man? And I also heard you say ice cream. Here is some ice cream for you. It will only be $5.
Here's $100.
Oh, how generous.
Super sentence man. It's so nice to meet you.
Oh.
I'm Miss Davis, English teacher at Dajie Guoxiao.
Uh-huh.
This is John. Thank you for helping us with your super sentences.
Yes, yes, thank you, Miss Davis, for letting go of my hand for just a moment. John just used today's super sentence. That is, if I do something, I'll do something else as a result. Here, have some ice cream, too, Miss Davis.
Here's another $100.
Oh, wow, generous. Again.
I used today's super sentence?
You sure did. You said, if I have some ice cream, I'll cool down enough to wait in line.
I think if I have to ride the roller coaster, I'll need some more ice cream.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Miss Davis, you have a star English student. Here. Have some more ice cream yourself, for free.
Really, for free.
Oh, thank you, Miss Davis. Hey, do you think ice cream...
If I hear ice cream one more time, I'll go crazy.
Well, I have to go and sell some more of that delicious treat. But it's nice to meet you. And remember...
A super sentence every day will make your English great.
John, are you ready to go get in line?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. You have lots of ice cream.
Friends, thank you for joining us today. Well, I was thinking maybe she can't give them a very expensive gift, but she can find other ways to be generous to them over that time she is with their family.
Oh, that is a really good point. Sometimes gifts, like we said before, come with this sense that then you have to give something back. But there are other ways to be generous, not just gifts. Maybe they can go to a movie and she pays for the movie or
exactly.
Little things, right?
Right, buy groceries once in a while. Well, friends, keep on thinking about it and talking about it. But we'll see you again right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.